I remember talking to Russell Stevens, who's head of education at the Two Oceans Aquarium, 3 years ago, about the imminent introduction of marine science as a matric subject, an optional matric subject. Not something which then replaces something in the ordinary curriculum, but something which is an added extra, something which the students who were following that course had to do a couple of afternoons a week once they had finished with regular school. And the 12 who started 3 years ago in grade 10 are about fairly soon to write the first grade 12 exam in the subject. There are six pupils from Weinberg Girls High, one from Norman Henschelwood High, one from the Cape Academy of Math, Science and Technology, and four from South Peninsula High in Plumstead. One of them, Botumelo Medupe, joins us now. Botumelo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
What made you 3 years ago at grade 10 level decide, I want to do this marine science course?
I think what made me do marine science was that I saw it as an opportunity, and I knew it would open many doors for me, and I always wanted to study in the field of marine science. And I also saw it as an opportunity for, I knew that many people of color and women are not in the field of marine science, so I kind of saw it as a way of change for females and many people of color.
And, I mean, did you have much of a history with the sea and an interest in the sea before you took marine sciences?
My father used to work in the Navy, so I think I got inspired by him.
Why? In what way? What's your father's involvement with the sea?
He was a ship's man, sir.
Okay.
And he always used to tell me about the sea, and he always used to love exploring and traveling. So I think that in a way motivated me, and I knew that I wanted to also explore the sea because I believe that there's many places in the sea that aren't explored enough. And
this is, it sounds like this is something you want to do for a career.
Yes, sir, it is actually.
What are you hoping to do next year, Botumelo?
I applied at UCT for oceanography, and I also applied at CPUT for marine sciences. So I think I want to join the faculty of oceanography.
And how difficult has it been doing this extra subject and doing it in the afternoons after all the regular schoolwork, which your colleagues would have been doing?
Personally, for me, it has been quite difficult because I actually live quite far from school, so, and I use public transportation. And obviously, once you're done with school, you're tired, you're hungry, and knowing that you still have other extra 2 hours of school, it gets very tiring, but we have to push through.
And, I mean, what was the balance between practical and theory in this subject?
Sir, I think due to the pandemic, we didn't have many practicals. It was mostly theory.
Ah, okay. But in your spare time, once we were able to move around a little more, did you sort of look yourself to the sea for practical examples of what you were theoretically learning?
Yes, sir. We actually visited the aquarium once.
Okay. And one of the differences with this subject and other subjects is that one of the things that you do when you get to your matric maths exam or your matric English exam or your matric history exam is you look back at previous papers. You can't do that because there have been no previous papers, have there?
Yes, sir. That is actually quite difficult. It's been a struggle for us, but we try and examine ourselves, and our teacher, I believe, tries his best to help us to prepare well enough for the exam.
And
even though they have many past papers.
And you're confident about your upcoming performance in that exam?
I am quite confident. I believe in confidence, sir, so I think I shouldn't set myself up for failure.
It's an absolutely wonderful attitude. And so oceanography at UCT and getting into designing your own bathysphere and going deeper into the lightless conditions under the sea than anybody's ever been before, you have big dreams.
Absolutely, sir.
What do you think you most would like to do in this field? I mean, you mentioned plenty of unexplored places in the sea, and you'd like to get to some of those. But is there a particular dream you have for your career?
So at this point, I haven't done quite enough research to answer that question. But I think that it's mostly about exploring the wonders of the world.
It's been wonderful exploring you very, very briefly. A very impressive young woman, and I think you are going to go far. Botumela Madupe is in grade 12 at South Peninsula High School and will shortly be writing the first Marine Sciences grade 12 exam.